This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This time tomorrow, Brian and I will be at Tap Sports Bar. The whole 106.7 The Fan crew from 10 a.m. on will be out there. Our show will be live at Tap Sports Bar from 10 to 2. Grant and Danny will be live at Tap Sports Bar from 10 to 2. You need to get your ass over to Tap Sports Bar. Oh, they're from 2 to 6.30, right? We'll be there all day, all night. I can only imagine what Jeff's going to do over there, legal and illegal. But you know what? It's going to be a hell of a day. Get over there. It's going to be fun. This time tomorrow, though, seriously, games will be on. What's the first game of the tournament, White Brian?
Creighton versus Louisville.
Okay, it's a good game. White Brian, how long have you been doing this with us now? Five, 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that?
2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months. You haven't learned to just press the damn button yourself? Make Landfill press it every time?
Well, I can turn it on from my end, but I think Landfill needs to also turn it on from his end.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this. I read this yesterday in Awful Announcing, and I found it really interesting. And you can just leave people's mics on, because I'm going to ask you guys what you think. I'm a confessed TGL watcher. I like TGL. I don't know what it stands for, but it's dope. It's video game golf with the best players in the world. Obviously, the greens and the bunkers leave some to be desired because you see these dudes like kind of shank them here and there. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood hit a really ugly shot the other day that generally those guys don't hit in real golf. But I think it's fun, man. And so this Awful Announcing, it's a pretty cool website, especially if you're into like the kind of the business of sports media. They did this story on... There's all these emerging sports leagues, right? Because basically what's happening is major cable companies, and you saw this with ESPN and Major League Baseball having this divorce where ESPN, I'm using approximate numbers. ESPN was paying Major League Baseball like $200 million to be able to broadcast Sunday Night Baseball. And the reality of baseball is until the playoffs, it's mostly just a regional sport. Like, I'm going to watch Nats games. And I'm going to watch O's games. I won't watch a single St. Louis Cardinals game all year. And if Sunday Night Baseball is Athletics Rays, I have zero interest. I'd rather watch reruns of Seinfeld on Netflix. So I think that's the demise of especially baseball. And so basically what these cable channels, what Fox Sports 1, ESPN, and then, like, even down to the RSN level, what they're looking to find is programming they can get cheap that's cool. And TGL has hit it. So they examine a bunch of different leagues on their long-term viability. So they're saying TGL, Indoor Professional Golf, founded 2025. Their broadcast partner, like, having a good TV deal matters a lot. They have a multi-year deal with ESPN. TGL is getting about 500,000 people watching per match. Okay, that's pretty significant in a really splintered cable television universe. Social media following is also important with this stuff. 575,000 followers across Instagram, TikTok, and X. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is they have big name brands: SoFi, Best Buy, AG1, that like green drink, FanDuel is their betting sponsor. They got FedEx and MasterCard on that thing. They're chilling. The outlook for TGL is strong. And they've had some really cool viral moments when Tiger hit the wrong club. There's been a lot of cool stuff. TGL ain't going anywhere. All right. I also think they found a real sweet spot kind of in the calendar. Now, this one I'm not as sure of. Unrivaled. There is an absolute freight train of surging popularity for women's sports. Whether like the four of us watch it or not, like it is surging. And I've actually really started, I don't want to front and act like I watch every game, but I've started to really enjoy the NWSL, the women's soccer. The Spirit are really good, and my daughter loves watching it, and so it's something for us to do together. And I think their opener is this weekend, I'm pretty sure. Obviously, women's college basketball like has always been kind of big, and then the Caitlin Clark thing happened, and now it's huge. I think the WNBA is approaching that. So this is unrivaled women's three-on-three basketball. They got a serious deal on this thing. Six-year, $100 million deal with TNT. They're averaging about 200,000 viewers per game. They have about 330,000 followers via social media. And they've got strong brand support. Sephora, Sprite, Ally, State Farm, Ticketmaster, Under Armour. Icy Hot, Miller Lite. Miller Lite selling some beers. I'm reading this. Unlike some other upstart leagues, Unrivaled was founded to fill a legitimate market need, a place for WNBA players to stay competitive during the offseason without having to go overseas. This, alongside a roster of blue-chip brand partners offering all kinds of player perks, allowed the league to attract the best talent. Plus, smaller, quicker three-on-three format and unique rules make for compelling content, reflected by solid average viewership figures in its inaugural season and a nine-figure TV deal with TNT. And then I think you start bringing this on the road. I could see that working. I think the players, I mean, we saw this with Griner, right? I don't think the players want to have to go to Russia because Russia's got the most cash. And I don't think they want to go there right now or maybe for the foreseeable future. So if they have a viable option to stay home and play three-on-three, I think that'll work. And if you get the best players... Who's the woman for New York? So Ionescu? Like, if she's playing three-on-three, I'll watch. She's Steph Curry of women's hoops. Or I guess Caitlin Clark might be. But I'm not – that's not appointment viewing for me, but I could see it working as a business. Anyone disagree on the women's three-on-three league?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Also, only three players on each team. It's not like you have, you know, these entire gigantic rosters where everybody's got a...
That's a great point.
Plus, if it's kind of like a side thing, you don't need that to be your primary paycheck. Yeah.
I imagine the teams are like five people in case somebody needs a sub.
Probably, yeah. But still.
It's similar. You know what's funny? It's funny you say that because that's what the golf is, too. Like, the teams consist of like five guys, but I think there's only three per night that are active.
Right. Plus...
Cuts your overhead way down.
Again, with the golf, you know... I'm sure that you guys, it's easier to get people to commit to, you know, 4 or 5 evenings a year. We'll pay a 30, 40 grand or something each time you show up.
Hold on. Did you see what the golf payouts are for my TGL?
I didn't. I did see yesterday, though, you were talking about Tommy Fleetwood earlier, that he's made $25 million on the PGA Tour and has never actually won.
That's crazy. Bro, now, granted, this is for the team, right? And the teams might have up to five guys on them. We're not sure. I think there's only 8 teams in the league. 2 of them missed the playoffs. 6th place in this TGL gets $1.5 million. 5th place gets 1.75. Again, I think there's only 8 teams.
If there's, you said there's 5 guys on each team, so for 6th place, you get 300 grand apiece.
Listen to this money, dude. 4th place gets 2 mil. 3rd, 2.25. 2nd place... gets $4.5 million. And first place gets $9 million. I think clearly they had to do this as kind of a response to Liv to keep the top guys happy. But as far as I know, it's working. All right, we'll go speed round with some of these other leagues because I find it interesting. They talk about Liv Golf in here. And they're basically like, yo, Liv Golf sucks. Nobody watches it. But they have Saudi Arabia behind them paying all the money in the world. And I find this interesting, but I would love to know how much of this is purchased. But apparently Liv does really well on social media. Now, nobody watches the television, but Liv does really well on social media. They have 2.3 million followers across Instagram, TikTok, and X. And I think Liv does really well internationally. I think in Australia, Liv's a powerhouse. And they do have a lot of brand support. Now, those happen to be Riyadh Air. You know what I mean? Like, the brand support doesn't matter because you have the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund. Quickly, boys, do we think Liv makes it? There's a lot of talk of Liv merging back with the PGA or bringing those guys back.
I think the issue is, you know, it's bad golf, but you have some big names because you stroked them huge checks. But those contracts are coming up.
Yeah.
And unless you just give those guys massive payouts again, they can go back to the PGA Tour.
I think the top dogs, Rahm, Brooks, DeChambeau, will come back. I think, especially because, all right, I just collected on 250 or whatever, and I'm coming back. Jeff, you've been to the Liv event. I want to go to the one this summer at RTJ. And I've been with you at a PGA event at Avenel. So you think Liv can make it?
In person, yes, I actually do, because it was a lot going on around the tournament. It was music playing. I think it'll be all right. I don't think it will be as strong as it was when it first came out, but I think it'll still survive. And to the last one, I didn't get a chance to chime in. TGL makes watching golf easier for the new golfer. If you get what I'm saying. Like, for people that's new to the sport, it actually makes it easier to watch and more enjoyable. So I think that's going to be a good product for a long
TGL
time
is too. Dope. We're early adopters, Jeff. We are TGL hipsters. When everybody's watching in a couple years, we'll be like, oh, man, you guys don't even know what it was like back in the SoFi Center. All right, we got a couple more. Professional women's hockey. PWHL. Apparently it crushes it in Canada and it's growing in the U.S. I think that's going to work. I don't know that I'm going to watch a ton of it, but I think that's going to work. All right, we're going to make some picks. We're going to talk some football. Jeff Ehrman covers the University of Maryland. I need a serious, in-depth look at what's going to happen to my Terps Friday at 4 o'clock. Ehrman will do that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.